Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Numbers 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria,
the Reverend Captain Kickass,
and Mark.
You were supposed to add Esquire to the end.
Well, we have more segments.
That's cool. True. So, evidently, smoking is bad for you, and vaping is better for you, says an article that Mark has here. I don't know if I necessarily can agree that either one's really better for you than the other. But evidently, after going through a number of different products, the evidence seems to be that I am allergic to whatever it is they are putting in vapes.
Hmm. You have a reaction? Like, yes. Physical?
Yes. Well, like, I immediately cough uncontrollably and cannot keep it down.
Huh. And it's not just because you're taking too big a hit?
Correct.
Okay.
Well, most of the people I've spoken to that have switched from smoking to vaping, and there seems to be two different camps of people who vape. The kind that vape until they quit, you know, use vaping as a tool to quit smoking, and those that vape like broken microwaves, you know, like they just keep going. billowing out vapor all over the place.
Puff the magic dragon style.
Yeah, that kind of thing. And, you know, I as a libertarian, I believe you should be able to do what you want with your body. I think that smoking is is probably the biggest health concern on planet Earth, and that it needs to be addressed in some manner or another. I believe in the individual and their ability to address that particular issue.
I think diabetes is probably worse.
You know, there's a lot of the planet that can get cigarettes but can't get all that sugary stuff. But diabetes is a bad thing. There's no doubt. So, yeah. Anyway, between those two, they're knocking people off left and right.
Hey, that in my book is a good thing, you know. Clear the space.
Clear the space, huh?
I've seen these vapors, you know, in their cars. You're driving behind them. You're at a stop sign. They roll down their window, and it's like Cheech and Chong. Right? All this vapor, puff of smoke just comes, or vapor, puff of smoke just comes rolling out of their car, and it's hilarious. But I'm like, how do you fit all that into your lungs? I don't understand that. As a former smoker, I was able to inhale great quantities of cigarette smoke, and you know,
it never looked like that.
Never. And then even I did some vaping for a while as sort of a method to quit smoking, which I eventually did about a decade ago.
Congratulations! You vaped with a decade ago?
Yeah. Well, it was the early ones, right? So it was
The e-cigarette.
Yeah, the e-cigarette. I had one of those, right. And they sucked too. The battery would die.
I quit in 2009, which was 10 years ago now. And at that time, there really wasn't much out there to for that particular thing. So it must have been slightly after that. You're just rounding up to 10.
No, I'm pretty sure it was 10 years. I could be off.
Usually smokers know when they quit.
It was Turkey Day, I'm pretty sure 2008.
Okay.
But I didn't quit smoking as a result of the e-cigarette. I quit smoking because I went on a rant one day at a bar about, you know, how, you know, taxation is theft and citizens are basically slaves, et cetera, and so on. And somebody came up to me and he was like, so you don't like slavery, huh? And I'm like, yeah, no, not really. And you think citizens are slaves to the government, huh? And I'm like, yeah, that basically sums it up. He's like, what if I told you you're R.J. Reynolds' slave? And I was like, oh, whatever, man, shut up, right? As a friend of mine, right? You know, I was out having a good time at the bar. I thought about it for like a week, and it just kind of stuck in the back of my head. And I was like,
I mean, that's like saying you're a slave to oxygen, you know?
Well,
just because you
can't stop that.
It hit home, though, because I'm giving my...
It doesn't make you a slave to it.
I'm giving my perfectly good, hard-earned money to a company that sells me a product that I get no actual benefit from. Right. And it was once I evaluated it in that light, I was like, why would I do that? They're taking a portion of my life's effort, you know, for something I'm reaping no benefit for, you know, and I knew all of this before. It was just somebody put it in a different light, and it stuck in the back of my head as a result of my sort of libertarian rant, you know, and then I was like, okay, I really am R.J. Reynolds' slave, and I put my cigarette out. That was the last cigarette I ever had after unsuccessfully.
So you got no benefit whatsoever from smoking, no relaxation benefit, no creativity boost or anything because there's documented evidence that shows this nicotine increases the gaps between your synapses, which in turn makes you more creative.
I did have a benefit of a higher metabolism. I have put on much weight since quitting the smoking, so I'm not breathing very well either way, but you know, whatever.
When I quit, it was when Obama, in I think it was April of 2009, put a tax on cigars and rolling tobacco, and that tax was going to be used for, you know, for medicine for kids, which of course. People who believe that don't understand that money is fungible and that the government's going to take that tax money and apply it to whatever it is they say they're going to. But they're going to take other tax money that they would have applied in that area and apply it elsewhere to, I don't know, fitting bullets into guns so that they can shoot Middle Eastern kids or whatever it is that they're doing. And I decided, prior to that, there wasn't much tax, or I was unwilling to pay an additional tax to smoke. And so that's when I quit. And, you know, so there you go. Another libertarian quits for libertarian reasons.
Interesting.
Yeah.
See, I am definitely a libertarian, an anarchist, to be precise, but that doesn't factor into that much of my small-time decisions, like whether to smoke or where to eat dinner or whatever.
Yeah.
So I guess it's just a difference in perspective.
If it, if the story appeals to you, then go with it.
Absolutely.
Because quitting smoking is a good thing.
I guess.
Yeah.
So what is the story?
Yep. Going on here from Reuters. Chronic smokers who switched from tobacco cigarettes to e-cigarette vapes in a large randomized controlled trial saw significant improvement in markers of health. Heart health, excuse me, after just a month, according to researchers say on Friday.
So their hearts are healthier after quitting smoking?
Yes. In study results, because I think
I would imagine it's almost immediate. That is, like, when you put the cigarette out, your heart is immediately in better shape than it was 20 seconds ago while you were smoking a cigarette.
Sure, but there are... What, 200 carcinogens in a cigarette? There's one in a vaporizer. So, you know, that sounds safer. I'm not saying...
I would agree that they're probably safer on the heart and the lungs.
Okay. I don't know.
I don't either.
But I just heard that people say. I've also heard people say that, you know, didn't help me. And bad news, don't like it. Well, okay. Good. Fine.
To each their own.
You just got to try it. In study results likely to be closely scrutinized by health specialists worldwide, British scientists found that cigarette smokers who switched to nicotine-containing vapes saw a marked boost in their vascular function, a change that could lead to a significantly lower risk of cardiovascular disease. By switching from cigarettes to e-cigarettes, we found an average percentage point improvement of 1.5 with just 1 month, according to Jacob George, a professor of cardiovascular medicine and therapeutics in Britain's Dundee University, told a briefing about the study. And to put that into context, each percentage point improvement in vascular function results in a 13% reduction in cardiovascular event rates, such as heart attacks. So the claim here is that you've got something like 20% reduction in heart attacks or something. You know,
which is good.
Danger in heart attacks.
I mean, that's good. My biggest issue with vaping is generally the people who vape. That there's something wrong with them. It's almost like they sign a waiver when they buy their first vape that says they have to go out and proselytize every smoker they see and ask them, have they tried vaping yet?
Well, there's nothing as annoying as a convert, right? I mean, that's just the way it is. I was more, verbose about quitting smoking when I first did it because I wanted other people to see the benefits that I saw. And I get it. I understand where they're coming from, but you know, people are going to move in their own sweet time. We are seeing record low numbers of adults in America smoking. It's not hip anymore.
But I mean, non-smokers die every day.
Oh, yeah.
People who vape.
Everybody
die
dies.
Every single day.
Yes.
I don't really see much difference between. I mean, I got all kinds of cool stuff waiting on me when I start to die.
You know, like what?
Lung breathing devices and, you know, all. They know how to treat lung cancer. They got that one under control. 855-450-3733.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas. I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DinoVite.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DinoVite.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Talk talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
The Dr. Reverend Captain Kickass Buckshot Esquire, if you will.
And Mark.
So where do you want to be in late February? How about Anarchapulco with Ron Paul, John McAfee, Sherry Jackson, Doug Casey, Rick Ross, Dale Bigtree, lots of big names. And
John McAfee is about as big a name as it gets right now. Ron Paul, big names.
Yes, absolutely.
And as I saw today, 13 days left to get your tickets for a mere $445.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not bad. Is that with the promo code for FTL?
Use it. See if you get a discount.
Okay, there we go. Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. So share ideas with people on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state and its central banks. The unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, lifestyles, and personal relationships. So enjoy 4 days among the sun and the beaches of a world-class resort, February the 13th through the 16th. Visit anarchapulco.com for 10% off with promo code FTL. That's anarchapulco.com, promo code FTL. Now, did you happen to see, Mark, that John McAfee is making an Epstein didn't kill himself token?
Oh, yes.
Did you find out the details about that and how every one-tenth of transactions is going to vanish? The same way that Epstein did, because he didn't kill himself, because he was a billionaire, right, who got arrested, and it's very, very easy to pay off poverty-stricken, overworked prison guards. So, evidently, Epstein tokens are going to randomly disappear.
Well, that's funny.
It is. It makes them useless. So the people out there buying it and hoping to, you know, cash in on it one day when it jumps up to $10 a token or whatever, just for the meme sake of it, are going to be sorely disappointed when they try to sell some to someone and it vanishes.
And it's gone.
Yeah. So, evidently, cardiovascular health is an important thing. You don't want to die. Smoking is bad for that. And people who vape experience, almost a 20% reduction in the risk of
cardiovascular,
cardiovascular events.
Right.
Generally understood to mean heart attacks. At least that's how I understood it.
That's how I understand it, too. So it's crucial to emphasize that e-cigarettes are not safe. Less harmful than tobacco cigarettes when it comes to cardiovascular health, George said. They should not be seen as harmless devices for non-smokers or young people to try. And I think that this is one of those bugbears that's trotted out to, when people have lost an argument, they run to semantics in many cases. And, well, you said it was safe. Well, all right. Living on planet Earth isn't safe.
I'll say.
But I would say that, you know, from what I've seen, vaping is probably safer than cigarette smoking. And not too many people want to go out on that limb. But, you know, at this point, basically, they banned this vaping thing,
Wasn't even a result of the vaping products that you can buy in the stores. It was a result of black market devices having some vitamin E stuff put in.
They were banning vaping products long before people were having health problems from black market marijuana vaping stuff with vitamin E. Oh, yes. Well, can you vape on an airplane?
I don't know.
The answer is no, absolutely not.
I know you cannot smoke on an airplane.
There's a big fine.
You can have a screaming baby that makes everyone want to kill themselves, but you can't actually help people kill themselves with secondhand smoke.
Right. And I'm not claiming that you should be able to vape on an airplane, but I, you know, a lot of these workplaces where they're just, all right, the government's decided that vaping is disallowed in every workplace.
Well, I'll claim it. You should be able to smoke on an airplane. Providers, right, the service providers, they should be able to have a smoking or a non-smoking plan. And if you're a smoker, right, if the demand is there, of course, right? But, like, if the demand is there, smokers should be able, can I get a smoking flight? I mean, they could probably charge a premium for that, right? Yes, I'd love the smoking. I would also like an under 21 or no under 21 flight, right? I want to be on a flight with nothing but adults, please and thank you, you know?
Agreed.
Absolutely.
You know, it's for me, I had a kid and I understand how to tune it out. But there's a lot of young people out there who have not had a kid, and a screen baby is, you know, like nails on a chalkboard to them. And
I learned on the last flight I took that a laughing baby is no more aesthetically pleasing than a crying baby.
No, but on my flight out here when I moved to New Hampshire, I did see what I'm going to call the read option baby pass, right? It was basically a mom, a dad, a baby, and their older, like sort of probably preteen kid, and they were all taking turns sort of handing it off so they could get out of their seat and get up into the bin above, and like the one guy, he just sort of like, honey, it's coming, and like over the back of his head handed the baby back to the wife. The baby was loving it.
Yeah. Baby doesn't mind at all.
The read option baby pass.
So the findings published by the Journal of the American College of Cardiology will fuel further international debate about the potential risks and benefits of e-cigarettes amid more than 2,000 cases of vaping-related lung illness and more than 40 deaths in the United States in recent months. Now, remember, the reason that smoking is banned indoors is because of secondhand cigarette smoke and the terrible dangers of this. Right?
Sure.
Now, I'm not saying I think that many of the studies about secondhand smoke have been twisted for those. I get it. I don't like the smell of this stuff either. The last thing I want to do is go to a diner and eat my eggs and toast while somebody's smoking a cigarette next to me. That used to be a thing. Now it's not. The world's better. But if you get from point A to point B by telling lies, like, you exist in a world of lies, and I don't want to live there either. I don't want cigarette smoke in my lungs, and I don't want lies in my head. And so the people that have told the lies in order to achieve what they want are just big, fat liars.
Well, evidently, you know, telling smokers, hey, this stuff that you are putting out everywhere is unpleasant, and we don't like it. Can you please be adults and go elsewhere to do this? Just wasn't effective. It should have been. But one of the things that irks me most about smokers is that they have zero consideration for others. Cigarette butts just get tossed onto
out
the window.
Yeah.
It's like, what is wrong with you? You know,
oftentimes,
do you not have an empty can or something in your car you can put this in?
There certainly is some percentage of smokers who are better people about their butts than others. I don't know what that percentage is, but as a fireman, I have now gone to more than one fire started by somebody who flicked a butt out of their car. And every once in a while, somebody dies when that happens. That makes the butt flickers killers, whether they like it or not. And it's something you gotta, you know, deal with. If you're a smoker, it's not cool to flick your butts. But everybody who flicks a butt is a smoker, but not everybody who smokes flicks butts. And I think you should be able to allow smoking in your business if that's what you wish to do. And you can be sure I won't be going there.
So you can't do that now? If you owned your own business, you couldn't
allow smoking now?
Killer,
not in New Hampshire.
Killer
not
butt flickers. It's only here on Free Talk Live.
What do you think about smoking? Are smokers filthy as they're often portrayed? Is vaping better? 855-450-3733. That's 855-453, as in Free Talk Live. Or use the Discord call-in lines, which you can find at discord.freetalklive.com for clearer quality.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo at the State Department today says the United States is keeping an eye on the protests in Hong Kong, and the Secretary of State has a message for everyone.
Violence by any side is unacceptable. The Hong Kong government bears primary responsibility for bringing calm to Hong Kong. Unrest and violence cannot be resolved by law enforcement efforts alone.
President Trump says he had a very good meeting with the Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell at the White House on Monday. The president tweeted that the two discussed interest rates, inflation, and the ongoing trade war with China. A Colorado rancher is headed to prison for killing his fiance. A jury convicted Patrick Frazee of first-degree murder following several hours of deliberations. Prosecutors successfully argued that Frazee used a baseball bat to beat Kelsey Barrett last November and then tried to cover it up. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight is Aria.
Captain Kickass.
And Mark.
And we were actually just discussing balance of nature, because a lot of people these days are attempting to take control of their health. They want to try to avoid the pain of getting sick, the lost time at work, costly medical bills, and good nutrition is key to looking and feeling great. But eating right all the time can be a challenge, or eating right at all can be a challenge. Travel and work schedules get in the way, or you may not have the desire or time to shop and cook the right foods. Like today, as I've stated repeatedly, I eat out for every single meal today. I had local burger, French fries, and a big greasy burger. Balance of Nature has the solution, which is three of the Balance of Nature fruit capsules and three of their veggie capsules. You get 10 servings of fruits and veggies. So go online and become a preferred customer, which gives you the best pricing and free shipping. After your third month, Balance of Nature will ship to you at no additional charge an additional set of fruits and veggies. But this is a limited time offer, so don't wait. Go to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code FTL. Now, both of you are taking Balance of Nature, right? Because every time I read this, I'm like, man, I need to do that. And then I leave the studio and it doesn't cross my mind again until I'm sitting here in the studio looking at it again.
I need to do their reorder program because I ran out and I didn't reorder. I've certainly taken it and I think it's great. But the wife's away, so I better start getting it because I need those veggies.
Yep, I'm on it.
Well, speaking of veggies, evidently some vegans have gotten butthurt, as vegans
right.
are prone to
it's
do.
It's part of the definition,
yeah.
isn't it?
And they are trying to sue Burger King over meat contamination of the Impossible Burger Whopper.
You've got your peanut butter in my chocolate. You've got your chocolate in my peanut butter.
So some vegans have filed a lawsuit against Burger King because they cook the Impossible Burger on the same grill as their meat burgers. Should we inform them that it also is served in the same store that serves meat? Because they may not be aware.
That's what's next.
Oh, man, I just had an idea. Whenever the new Burger King opens up here in town, I'm going to order a Whopper with one of each patty. I don't know what to call that. There's got to be a trendy name in there somewhere. But
you mean like one regular meat patty
and one veggie patty? Yeah, Impossible Burger, right? You know.
I got to say, I did have this Impossible Burger or the other
one. You also
one.
Had one of the Popeye's chicken sandwiches, didn't you?
No, haven't had that.
I thought you did.
Nope.
Okay.
I tried to get one. I failed several times in trying to locate one.
Maybe that's what I was thinking then.
But the...
At least you didn't get shot trying to get one. Some people have.
Well, I'd give it to whomever pulled a gun on me. Here you go. This is not worth the trouble. But the Impossible Burger was good. I had it. It tasted... I mean, I'm not going to say... Like, there's all kinds of burgers in this world.
Sure.
But when you're talking about, you know, a patty, a burger patty, you know, they're the ones that are already pressed and in that shape and that kind of thing, they only reach a certain level. Now, when you get the hamburger that has been pressed by a human being into a sort of disc-like shape...
Oh, like the ones at Local Burger. Yeah,
yeah, like, that's a different class of burger. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the patties that came looking like patties when they were frozen.
Yep.
And that Impossible Burger patty is as good as those patties. Like inside a burger.
Didn't you guys have...
That does not sound like a ringing endorsement.
Well, I eat those patties. I mean, okay. I can't say that I'm not, you know, I'm not, I'm willing to, I would be willing to switch to the Impossible Burger at all of my fast food stops.
Interesting. Well, before we dive further into this, we've actually got a caller on hold. Jeremy, you're on Free Talk Live.
What up?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
So you guys were talking about the smoking. I actually heard you mention something about treatable lung cancer. Did I hear that right?
I didn't say it was treatable, but they know what it will be that kills me, and they do have things there to extend one's life.
And you're relatively young. You probably got at least another 20 years till this lung cancer kicks in. They'll probably have some other treatment coming along.
So it's certainly not curable. I'm sorry, go ahead.
So it's something genetic then, or?
No, I think it's caused by smoking. Generally speaking.
Oh, okay.
I mean, there are other causes of lung cancer, but yeah, it's...
Okay, I just misunderstood. I didn't understand that. I didn't know if there was, like, a current, you know, known treatment for lung cancer and that they're kind of on this cusp of treating that or something, because I'd be kind of interested in that. I've been smoking since I was in high school, and I would never consider vaping because I've been around that, and... but I have done the patch before and actually did seem to do well for me. And,
that's good. Well, different things work for different people. That's certainly true. The patch didn't scratch the itch as much as using a vapor did, but even the vapors didn't scratch the itch for me.
Oh man, I did Chantix. I did the patch.
Chantix
can make people suicidal.
The nicotine gum. I did, you know, the vaping, the early e-cigarettes.
The trick is to be dead inside already.
Oh, you're not wrong.
That's why.
Well, if you're going to do that, you might as well just get the lung cancer.
It seemed to take the edge off where I didn't feel like I was going nuts because it's been, you know, 5 hours since I had a cigarette or something, and it seems to work really well on airplanes. I've been to Hawaii a number of times, and it seems to take the edge off during that really long flight where I don't feel like I'm going nuts, you know.
I wish I had thought about that on my last flight because I went through security at least two more times than I had to, because I had to go outside and smoke before I choked somebody.
What about the Nicorette gum? Can't you just take that and take a little bite of that?
I didn't think about it.
Okay.
That works, too. I've tried it. It does work.
Do Skull Bandits still exist?
Does what?
Apparently not.
Skull bandits.
Skull bandits are
Sean Terbacki.
Well, no, it's snuff, but similar. That's in little packets.
I would rather go without the nicotine and want to choke somebody than use snuff. Oh, I mean, right. that's what my great great grandmother used. You know.
Well, you know, you're from Mississippi. And
why?
Because your grandmother used it.
Oh yeah, for sure. My great uncle grew his own tobacco.
Let the caller talk.
It's all right. It's funny, too, because you're all talking about smoking on airplanes a long time ago or proposing having smoking flights or non-smoking flights. Have you all ever watched that show on Netflix called Mindhunter?
I have not.
No. Great, I think we're past the age of have you seen this show? Because, I mean, at this point, there's so many shows that...
Oh, I know.
It's got to go viral like Game of Swords or whatever the hell it is.
Right. Well, it's kind of about the guy that sort of figured out how to profile serial killers, and it's based in the 70s, all based on a true story. And so even though it's a show, it's kind of like it's a documentary, but they've just changed the name.
Smokers everywhere, right?
And you can see them, these two FBI agents on a plane smoking cigarettes, you know, because it's all based in the 70s. I'm like, oh, my God, yeah, they did used to do that. I mean.
Oh, yeah. When I was a kid, you know, I come from a broken family, as it were. And so whenever it was time to, you know, go live with mom or dad or whatever, they would put myself and my sister, unaccompanied by any adult, and we were definitely under 13, onto a Greyhound bus. To port from one house to the other. And in the back of the Greyhound bus was the last, you know, I don't know, three rows of seats or whatever. They had the ashtrays in the arms, and that was the smoking area. And people who weren't seated in the smoking area would get up and go back to the smoking area and stand in front of the little tiny bathroom stall in the back of the Greyhound bus and stand there and smoke a cigarette and then go back and sit down in the non-smoking area.
Interesting. Well, Jeremy,
I remember when some airports used to have smoking sections, like Atlanta.
They still do.
I think Denver used to have one.
Airports still have rooms where they can send relegate smokers. As a matter of fact, I just went through an airport where there was a comfort pet relieving area.
Yes, that's
with like
LaGuardia.
Artificial turf.
Yeah, it was great. I didn't go in there, but I looked for a smoking area there and did not find one. I wish we could smoke on flights. It would make the experience significantly easier to deal with and go through. Let's get the TSI out of the way, and let's let people smoke on flights. 855-450-3733.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the captain speaking.
And Mark.
And I had a burger today, but it was not an impossible burger. It was actually...
It was very possible.
It was a teriyaki burger that they make here at a local food place that takes cryptocurrency. And it was... absolutely delicious. Better than anything I've ever gotten from Burger King. Evidently, though, Burger King made an impossible Whopper at some point this year. I don't remember exactly the time frame of it. And, you know, they made headlines. They had people talking on Facebook and Twitter. And now vegans are upset because it's cooked on the same grill as actual meat patties. And this, to them... is not acceptable. I don't know. I don't understand how vegans' minds work.
Yeah, because this seems to me very self-destructive. The Impossible Burger isn't intended to feed vegans.
Right. I don't think they understand that.
Right. Well, that's because they're self-absorbed a-holes. Right. And it's what is intended to do is to get... people who would not otherwise eat a vegan, eat like a vegan, to eat more like a vegan. And yes, Impossible Burgers, by their very definition, are highly processed. This is the complaint. These are highly processed. Well, yes, that's what you have to do to plants to make them taste like meat. And I like it, and I do not eat vegan. Will not eat vegan. Refused to eat vegan. My wife attempted to go vegan. And I said, that's fine and dandy, as long as you make me some chicken. And, so I'm not going to do it. I'm not interested in it. But I'll eat one of these Impossible Burgers. And there's value to people consuming less meat. Yes, we need meat for the livestock to trod land, and you know there's ways to do farming that decreases this sort of loss of arid land and arable, whatever the term is, farmable land, and you know these sorts of things. But we in America probably consume more meat than we need from a health standpoint and from an environmental standpoint. So products aimed at getting meat eaters to eat more vegetation is good, not bad.
Well, I see this as, I mean, it's obviously marketing, right? They've gotten their name into the news because they made this burger. But I see this the same way as I see any fast food joint that also carries a salad, right? It's just an option, right? So let's say you're trying to eat in a certain way, but you find yourself in a car full of people, you know, one drunken evening or what have you, and you're going through the drive-thru because you've been, you know, consuming and otherwise, you know, doing, you know, whatever substances you feel like doing, and you're rolling through the drive-thru, but, you know, the one guy's a vegan. So, okay, now he's got an option. You know, he's not stuck just eating French fries or whatever, right? You know, he's got another option. That's all I see this as. And for anybody to be upset about it because it's cooked in the same facility or the same grill or whatever, it's like you obviously don't understand why they're offering it.
Well, they're throwing around the word contamination. This evidently is a big deal to them, with some of them saying, my meat, my Impossible Burger was contaminated with meat.
Okay, then don't eat at Burger King.
Yeah, that would be the obvious solution, right?
Right. But and presumably they these little tracks that are going through the restaurant that are burning that they're cooking the burger on, presumably the meat is getting the juices or whatever is getting burned off, because the track goes through twice for every burger that it cooks. Does right. that because it has to come back.
Right.
And you can't cook things upside down because gravity won't let you.
Yeah, so. But, you know, some little piece of meat will stick to it and go through a number of times, and then that gets on their Impossible Burger, and they send it off to the lab instead of eating it because, I mean, they're hipster vegans, so what else would they do with an Impossible Burger except send it to a lab to have it tested for meat products?
Well, yeah, I mean, if this is what you want to do, this is destroy the opportunity to get more people to eat more vegetable products as a vegan, then perhaps you don't understand what it means to save the planet. Because vegans, this is what they got, right? They got sanctimony, and they have the one statement that it is better to eat plants than animals, that too many people eat animal products and too much of the animal products. They get a point, and they're correct on that one. But
is the point that it takes less farm space to grow plants for humans to eat? Like, you can feed 10 humans with an acre of land if
right.
it's plants, but only 5 humans if it's animals?
Correct. Probably less than that.
Okay.
That's the point. And it's a valid one. And when you look at, but you need animals.
Actually a legitimate problem, it's also a problem that will solve itself when people start starving to death because there's no food.
I'm sorry, did you say that a vegan ordered one of these Impossible Burgers and sent it to a lab to be tested?
Well, how they didn't specify that in the article here.
Oh.
But how else would they have determined it in a lawsuit-worthy way that it did, in fact, have meat on it?
I don't know, but
that it was contaminated.
Yes, that it was contaminated with beef. To me, I'm just assuming they bought it and sent it to a lab. Because I don't know how else they
What are the other options?
Yeah. How else can they gather the evidence to justify a lawsuit? They can be like, oh, this tastes like meat. I'm going to sue. So presumably, yes, they bought an Impossible Burger and sent it to a lab. Because that's what vegans do. That is exactly what vegans do. Sorry, Wesley.
Unless Burger King is making the claim that there will be no meat in your Impossible Burger, I'm not sure the vegans have much of a legal leg to stand on here. I don't know if people walk into Burger King thinking to themselves that my Impossible Burger will not touch meat in this meat-based restaurant.
Well, what if the guy didn't change his gloves after making a regular Whopper?
Indeed. And if, like, it's possible that somebody walks in with this kind of naivete, that somehow their burger will not in any way, shape, or form touch meat. But it seems unlikely to me. And, you know, there's always the standard of reasonable expectations, and I'm not sure that's a reasonable expectation.
Well, the lawsuit says that
it's like
Burger
going
King
into a peanut restaurant ordering something without peanuts and not wanting any peanut contamination. I mean, almost none of Burger King's products served for lunch and dinner don't contain meat. Almost none. So,
and even the ones that don't contain meat get cooked in the same grease that wherein they fry their meat, like chicken tenders and chicken nuggets or whatever they call them.
Right, they have chicken tenders of some sort, so yeah, there'll be meat dropped in there. Sure.
So there's no vegan option for people at Burger King.
It's not a vegan restaurant.
Right, exactly.
If you want a vegan option, go to a vegan restaurant.
Or how about Open Vegan King?
Evidently, the issue is that Burger King has no disclosures on its menu that would notify a consumer prior to the purchase of the Impossible Whopper that it was cooked in a manner that would result in meat byproducts being on the burger.
Gosh, these people are a barrel of laughs.
I would not want to sign my name onto this lawsuit. You're basically telling the world you are a dumbass.
This is like the whole the hot coffee bit, right? The McDonald's, when the person sued because, oh, the cup doesn't say caution, hot liquid inside or whatever.
Well, to be fair, in that case, she got like third-degree burns, and it turned out that McDonald's was making their coffee way hotter than anybody else was.
Okay, but
so there
like,
was some justification to
not
that.
Not because the cup didn't say caution. I mean, if you order a cup of coffee and you think it's going to be cold, you're a moron.
But she didn't expect it to be cold. She expected the lid to stay on, and it didn't. And she expected, you know, the coffee to be normal coffee temperature instead of literally
boiling.
I bet
she uses a cup holder from here on out.
I bet she does, too. But these vegans, evidently, they don't understand how anything works. Do they need to be notified that the same restaurant that serves the Impossible Whopper also serves meat? Because they seem totally unaware. Did they really think that Burger King bought a special grill just to cook their precious no-meat meat?
No, I don't think they think that. I think that they are trying to sink this because many vegans are so pure in their beliefs that they don't want products that look like meat.
This sounds like it could tie very well into the Libertarian Party.
Okay.
So many libertarians who are just so pure that they don't want someone like Bill Weld or Gary Johnson, and I would count among those. So am I an obnoxious libertarian in the same way?
Oh, I think that's part of the hiring practices here at Free Talk Live. You have to be an obnoxious libertarian.
Okay. Well, yeah. Glad to know I meet that relatively low bar. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live, or use the Discord calling lines, which you can find at discord.freetalklive.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.